This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Sioux Falls police have two persons of interest who they say may have information about this morning's shooting near the airport. Police spokesperson Sam Clemens says authorities are looking for 34-year-old Manuel Jesus Frias and 27-year-old Maria Chantel LeClaire. Clemens says Frias and LeClaire may be armed and people should call 911 if they see either or both of them. He says the incident took place on the 700 block of Rice Street.
It happened about 5:35 this morning. We had a person that lives in the apartment complex heard some gunshots and then called police. When officers got there, they found two men that were outside. Both of them had gunshot wounds. One was pronounced dead on scene. The other was taken to the hospital, and then he was later pronounced dead from his injuries.
Clemens says police believe they have names of both victims, but officials will not release their names pending notification of relatives. The investigation continues. A former employee of an assisted living center in Lead will not get her day in court. Shirley Harvey sued Regional Health for slander and other grievances after she was fired for harsh treatment of a resident at Golden Ridge. Harvey claims Regional Health supervisors committed slander when they repeated false allegations to others. Jeffrey Hurd represented Regional Health at oral arguments in November. He tells justices supervisors had a duty to report what they believed was true.
The whole issue here is when a healthcare network is faced with allegations by coworkers that one of their employees, their fellow coworkers, is harming a resident. Can they discuss that and deal with it internally? Yes, and they did. Can they report it to the Department of Health? Yes, and they must. And can they notify the family members of these allegations? Yes.
Harvey also sued for wrongful termination, breach of contract, and negligent and intentional infliction of emotional distress. A Seventh Circuit judge granted summary judgment to Regional Health, and the Supreme Court upholds that decision. There's a dense fog advisory tonight into tomorrow morning for west central and northwest South Dakota.